Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Extra pressure. Going deep. Has his man. Has Adams. Touchdown.
Jets win. Devontae Adams, touchdown catch. Also being evaluated for a concussion. And Garrett Wilson, a couple nice catches. Two one-handed touchdown catches. The first two one-handed touchdown catches since 2017.
I asked earlier, like, is that something we think they track? And ESPN said, yeah, two one-handed touchdowns in the same game. Yeah. It was the first time since 2017.
They track it. So, anyway. Yeah. Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law Car Crash. Call Salino and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. On the Western Hotline, Mr. Chris Brown, who will have the call of the game on Sunday. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
The Dolphins, I mean, maybe they'll look at the Jets last night and say, they saved their season, at least for the time being, and now it's our turn. They probably need this game to save their season.
Yeah, I would anticipate a very desperate Dolphins team coming in here on Sunday. And look, their offense looked every bit like what it was, you know, prior to Tua's injury, at least in terms of what we know them to be, a timing, rhythm-based offense with big play, skilled position players, and they looked like that last week against Arizona. Got their highest point total of the season, 27 points. It wasn't enough to win, but I think that's due mainly to the shortcomings that they have on defense right now with all the injured players out for them, either with season-ending injuries or with temporary injuries that are keeping them out of the lineup.
You know, one thing I wonder about this team, this Miami team gets so many headlines for Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and Tua, of course, makes it go. But Devon Achane, he's had success against the Bills. I'm looking at his career against the Bills. 6.3 yards per attempt, 8.4 yards per reception, 11 catches on 13 targets. I wonder if we see a real commitment that Miami looks at this matchup and says, our best chance is to, you know, control the clock, but also try to get Achane loose on some explosive plays against the Bills defense that this year has given up some plays on the ground.
Right. It's interesting you say that because that was the exact game plan in week two, and it didn't work. They went to Devon Achane time and time and time again, trying to get him mismatches in space, hoping that the Bills would not be sound in tackling or in taking on blocks and getting off blocks and making tackles. And the Bills were a very sure tackling team in that game back in week two. I mean, I think Achane was targeted over 10 times.
It's seven catches and was 22 for 96 on the ground, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was the game plan in week two, and the Bills with the turnovers kind of mitigated his effectiveness. But, I mean, it was also lost in the game last year that went 48-20 when the Bills just kind of rang him up on offense. Everybody forgets Devon Achane was running all over the place in that game. I think he had over 100 yards on the ground, had a long run in that game as well. So they did well in, you know, keeping him under wraps in week two. They're going to have to do that again because the Dolphins know going in, Bills aren't going to give them anything over the top, nothing cheap, nothing deep. So they may go right back to Achane, especially with the game he had last week against Arizona.
Yeah, part of that is game script too, right, Chris? Like, I mean, depending on how the game goes for the Bills offensively, kind of depends or can make it dependent on how much you're able to want to run the ball against them. And on that side of it, like the Dolphins, to run it, they might need to keep the game close. And their defense, with these injuries that they're dealing with and just the history between these two teams, it's going to be hard to not feel like the Bills are about to have a great day offensively.
Yeah, they're having trouble stopping people. You know, they're looking a little old and a little slow on the defensive side of the ball. Jordan Brooks has been a nice pickup for them in free agency. He's been a very productive player at the inside linebacker spot. Javon Holland is their best defensive back, though, in the prime of his career, and he may not play because he suffered a knee injury in the game last week against Arizona, did not return, hasn't practiced this week. That would be a huge loss for them. Jalen Ramsey got absolutely torched last week by Marvin Harrison Jr. Trey McBride went off at the tight end position. They didn't have an answer for him. He went over 100 yards. So you look at it and you're like, well, are they going to be able to come up with answers against the Bills receiving corps that's probably every bit as good as Arizona's if not better and deeper. So it's a problem for them. And the main crux of the problem is you always hear Coach McDermott talk about marrying the pass rush with the coverage. The Dolphins don't have a pass rush. They have 9 sacks in 8 games. I think they're 24th in quarterback knockdowns, 27th in quarterback pressures. They can't get heat on the quarterback. I'm very interested to see if Anthony Weaver decides to roll the dice and call, you know, some simulated pressures, maybe send some extra people, because he's got to help his guys on the back end. They have no pass pressure to speak of.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. We played clips last segment from Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver on the growth of Keon Coleman from week 2 to now. And Weaver, in that matchup, they had no reason to defend receivers because the Bills didn't throw to them. 5 catches from Shakir, 1 for Samuel. Coleman did not have a catch in that game. And I found it really interesting to hear him talk about the growth in Coleman's game, because this time around, I would expect Coleman to start getting a steady diet of targets, no matter the situation for the Bills.
Yeah, he had 1 target in week 2. But yes, there's been tremendous growth from Coleman. I think from the passing game as a whole, I think people forget 4 of Buffalo's possessions on offense started in Miami territory due to turnovers and a turnover on downs. And the Bills had 4 turnover on downs in that game. So the offense didn't have to do a lot in terms of long, sustained drives. They got a lot of short fields handed to them. They got a defensive score from Ingram. So, you know, they didn't have to do a lot. There wasn't a lot of heavy lifting for the offense. But now, you know, where the passing game has matured to this point, along with an extra addition, Amari Cooper, I think they're a much more difficult offense to defend. And I don't know what they're going to do here, because James Cook went nuts on them in the last game to the tune of 3 touchdowns. You have to believe they're going to be focused on him. But you can't pull your eyes off of this receiving core either, or they're going to burn you. It's a real dilemma for this Dolphins defense.
Do you have anything to compare this rivalry to, Chris? Because it's got to be somewhat rare that not that a team would have dominance like this over another opponent. We saw New England do it to the Bills. We saw the Dolphins do it to the Bills. Bills have done it to others. But to do it to a team that's otherwise been pretty good. I saw yesterday that Tua's record against the AFC East when not playing the Bills is 11-0. Like, he's 11-0 against New England and the Jets, but he's 1-7 against the Bills. So it's almost maybe even more impressive the Bills have had success like this over an opponent that otherwise usually has a winning record.
Yeah, the Bills just flat out are not a good matchup for Miami. Their offense has problems because Buffalo, like I said, is a sure tackling team, so they don't give you a lot of yards after the catch, and they do an excellent job of closing down the middle of the field where the passing game for the Dolphins usually thrives. So then the only thing for the Dolphins to fall back on is the rushing attack, which, you know, is the Shanahan-style rushing attack, and it's effective in most cases, but the Bills have done a good enough job against that to force them to turn to other things. And if you shut down their big play passing game so they don't have 4 and 5 play drives, they're not going to be able to keep up with Buffalo's offense on the scoreboard. It's a major, major problem, and I don't know that they have great answers. The only answer is going to be force some turnovers to get some extra possessions for your offense. That's probably what they're looking to do, because I heard Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, also say that Josh Allen carries the ball out there like a loaf of bread, and we got to knock that out and worry less about tackling him and more about knocking the ball loose.
Chris Brown, he'll have the call on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Thanks, Chris. See you Sunday.
Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
His appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Jeremy and Joe, Sabres are home tonight. You want to guess the dog of the day when we get back?
Let's do it.
I have it. It was sent
you,
to me.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't. I looked at
not,
it.
I will not look at Twitter.
I saw the name.
Okay.
But I did not see the ingredients.
Okay, so the Island Dog.
Dog of the day, Sabres and Islanders. Black and red game, home tonight. Go beat the Islanders.
It's just going to have Butterfingers on it.
How do you like a weekend sweep? Sabres, Bills. Let's have one. Islanders, Red Wings, Dolphins. Let's go for a sweep.
What kind of odds could I get on that? Sabres. I'm not worried about the Bills part of it.
All right, I'll see if I can parlay it. I'll let you know. Dog of the day next.